God knows, Donal, we've been on often enough talking about the difficulties of parking at this time of the year with students arriving for the first time. So it's great that we have the facility opening officially on Monday next week. But from today, we hope that people will just get used to the fact that the lights are on the road. The lights are set up in such a way to allow proper traffic flow at all times, and also it's very important from a safety perspective for our staff and students.
There have been major problems on Remelton Road. We've discussed them often. Do you believe this is going to resolve those for once and for all?
I think it should, yeah. We've been in discussions with the residents, obviously, over a long number of years. This has been a long time coming from their perspective. We feel that this is a very important part of the infrastructure to ensure that there is no inconvenience caused to residents in the area, and that safety issue is really paramount in terms of all of the people that engage with the Institute. So we see it as a major step forward.
The investment in the land that the new car park is located on was a significant one and did garner some interest in the media. Does this also perhaps into the future open the way for further development of LYIT should that prove necessary?
Well, it's very important to have the site in operation. It's great to have the main works done on the Port Road now so that we have access to the site, so that when we get funding available for any further investments that we're ready to go. The way we have constructed the car park, should there be any major capital development on that site in the short term, it won't have any major impact in terms of the parking. So we're very confident that we've opened the site now. We've created additional space for ourselves. Priority was to put parking in place, but obviously we would be very interested in pursuing any further capital development.